It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A new newspaper has been started in the East End. It's called Print because it's not on the web. It's a throwback to the days of the Community Weekly and even carries the police blotter and the school lunch menu. I'm joined now by Print founders Ann Belzer and Brian Heslop. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How did this get started? Ann, we'll start with you.
Well, we had been working at the Post Gazette for 20 years and decided that it was, well, we were offered a buyout. We had always been wanting to do a focus on community journalism. And then when the buyout presented itself, you know, they presented a buyout, we thought it was a good time to take advantage of that and follow our dream.
And I don't know how much you can talk about it, but it certainly is, you know, part of the backstory here is just with what's happening with newspapers, the buyout. I mean, that's it seems to be happening inevitably in a lot of newsrooms, and the Post Gazette is one of them.
Right. Newspapers are downsizing everywhere, and it's really kind of sad, but we kind of thought it was an opportunity to really look at what newspapers were doing that worked. And we think that hyper-local community news was what people responded to. And when we tell people what we're doing and what we want to do, everyone inevitably tells us how this was the paper they grew up with as a kid, and they remember those papers, and that's what they liked. So we're hoping that that's what they're going to like again.
What makes that appealing to you? I mean, we have two... And this is, you know, my opinion. I'm sure some people would agree and some people would disagree. But we have two very strong newspapers in Pittsburgh, you know, whether you like them or not. And the Post Gazette in particular, there's a real world view. And they and the Post Gazette, particularly in their editorials, takes a position on a lot of world and national issues. Columnists, particularly Tony Norman, is writing about those national issues that seep into our consciousness and affect us in Pittsburgh all the time. So what you're saying is that you're more interested in, when you say hyper-local, in the stories that are happening down the street that profoundly affect Pittsburghers right in the heart of their community. What is appealing about that to you, Ann?
We have... We're not trying to replicate the Post Gazette. We love the Post Gazette. We work for the Post Gazette, and the Post Gazette has a huge spot in Pittsburgh. What we're doing is we're taking those stories that the Post Gazette would never even cover. We were at a community meeting about a developer that wanted to knock down a building and put up a parking lot, and we were at the super local bike meeting in Squirrel Hill. And there are things that might be interesting only to Squirrel Hill, only to Shadyside, East Liberty, but they aren't stories that the Post Gazette would want because they aren't big enough for the whole region. So when we talk hyper-local, we're talking very local. We're talking, this is what's happening on your street. This is what's happening down the block. This is what's happening in Homewood or Larimer.
Stories that are not being covered. So you're filling a need, but... clearly, you're passionate about this, and I'm trying to get at what makes you so interested in this.
Well, I was business editor at the Post Gazette before I left and started doing this, and there were so many times that there were stories that I said no to because they just didn't have the scope that a major metro paper like the Post Gazette,
for lack of a better word, they seemed like kind of like minutia.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, you can be small potatoes. I mean, we didn't write about store openings because why would we? There's so many of them when you get in Western
right.
Pennsylvania. But that's something that when people talk to me, they were passionate about their store. They or store closings, even a longtime store that had existed in a neighborhood and its leaving meant a lot to that community. But you, when you weigh it among the whole scope of the Post Gazette, how important was that? And so now we can say, yeah, that's important. It's like it's important to you. You know, East Liberty, you know, what's happening there when we go to a meeting and we write about the historic.
You've become passionate about it. You've seen these issues through the eyes of the people who are profoundly affected by them.
Right. People care a lot about their communities, and that drive is what kind of drives us to care a lot, too. I mean, journalism is great when it works and responds to what people care about.
And so... you guys leave the Post Gazette, and how did you start this? How did you make it happen?
Well, we contacted a printer, and we decided to go print only.
Yeah, because... that was going to be my next question. How did that happen?
Okay, so just a couple of numbers. Newspaper advertising in 2013 nationwide was $24 billion. And online digital advertising was $3 billion. So newspapers aren't dead. There's still life in newspapers. And if you go online, people get it for free and the ads aren't worth. Why would you buy an ad in the print product if your readers can get it for free?
Well, that's the whole problem, isn't it? Is that the business model for online hasn't quite been figured out yet.
Right. So
places like the New York Times have done that, but here in Pittsburgh, we're not so sure yet.
Yeah, it was funny because we looked at what works, and the major players, the New York Times, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, they can make it work. They have enough numbers. I mean, they're like the Google of newspaper websites. They're so big that it works for them, no matter if they get a little bit of pay through mm-hmm. the paywall. And then the whole giant middle where the Post-Gazette exists.
The big lifesaver hole there, isn't it?
Right. Just struggles with this. And then when we examine these little papers, these little community papers are thriving. And they're thriving a lot because they don't do a lot online and they are existing in that sweet spot.
Right. Because what's happened is the newspaper advertising isn't following digital. That's the old Kaufman's ads that we used to have. Well, we don't even have Kaufman's, but those Kaufman's ads didn't follow to the digital. Because you can't open it up. There's not a general readership when somebody is looking at just the things they want to see. And in a community paper, people want to see what's in there because they're looking for themselves and their neighborhood.
We're talking with Ann Belzer and Brian Heslop, who are the founders of a paper that's been started, a new newspaper in the East End called Print, because it's not on the web. Throwback, as I mentioned earlier, to the days of the Community Weekly. Now, tell us about, you mentioned some of the things you're covering, the community meetings and things that are occurring in communities around the city of Pittsburgh, or in the East End anyway. But the police blotter, the school lunch menu, what about that?
Well, what we thought was, too, that, again, looking at those papers that people grew up with, I mean, we looked around and said those had things like the school lunch menu.
See, I could have used this when I'm assuming the Obama now, as it's called, used mm-hmm. to be Peabody. When I was going to school, I would have liked to have known that shepherd's pie was on the menu, and then maybe I could be sick that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I'd get sick.
Or bring your lunch.
Right.
Yeah, I did a story about the paper about the Pittsburgh cafeterias and what they're trying to do, and when I was talking to them about it, like, no one is printing their menus. I mean, so they were thrilled to death that, like, it was going to be somewhere.
We have...
But people want this information, right?
Right. We aren't printing, like, the high school sports schedules as much because the Post-Gazette does.
Sure.
And that's... Okay, great. But we're printing the middle school sports schedules because, well, my son's swimming at Arsenal today. Good to know.
Or there's a clinic or whatever. All right, we're running low on time, but I want to work in a caller, Heather from Hazelwood, who is one of the people, but because of this downsizing we're talking about, who might be looking for some work. Hi, Heather. Welcome.
Hey, Paul.
You're on with Brian and Ann, and it sounds like you want to make a pitch. So go ahead. This is happening spontaneously, but go ahead.
I am a fan of newspapers, and in fact, your work as well at the Post-Gazette, and particularly. And I have been the staff photographer at the Pittsburgh City Paper since 1999. And I was downsized last Tuesday out of my position there and told that they would be going to an all-freelance photojournalist system of...
Heather, we're down to just a few seconds.
Well, I'm just here to offer my services if you end up considering photographers for your publication.
All right, let's see if we can get you some work here. Stay on the line, and you can talk after we go off the air. But I imagine there's pictures in this.
Yeah, there's lots
print.
Of photos, and we do rely a lot on freelancers. And because Ann and I both have been working journalists, we don't believe in not paying. So we do actually pay everybody who writes for print.
I applaud that.
And we do have a website, even though we don't put our news on it. We do have a lot of contact information.
www.eastendprint.com.
There you go.
And you can subscribe there.
And if you want to stay on the line, Heather, you're welcome to do that. In the meantime, we are out of time, but I want to thank the founders of Print, Ann Belzer and Brian Heslop, Thank you so much for being here, and good luck to both of you with this endeavor.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.